What the f... This can't be real. Nah, this is crazy. Yo, George.
What's up?
Stay right there. I'm gonna ask you something.
Jesus, what the fuck? How did you get up here?
Don't worry about that. Quick question. Would you date a girl with two heads?
A girl with two heads? Now that's something.
Wait, what am I thinking? I can't date a girl with two heads. That'd be horrible. I won't be able to win any arguments. I won't be able to gaslight her.
What the fuck are you doing?
And oh my God, they'll never figure out where they want to eat.
Nah. Nah, I can't do two heads, dude. No, there's no way.
After over a year of recording, George still can't tell which headphone is left and right.
I was waiting until we started. Hey,
if it wasn't for the labeling it, I'd be chopped, bro. Chalk it, chalk it.
Yeah, but we hope y'all enjoyed the skit, man. If you would like to see more skits in the episodes, let us know. We'll try to cook some stuff up.
Yeah, I'll cook some stuff up. Larry will participate.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, you just show up.
I wait for the feminine energy to finish making the meal. Okay. And I'll partake.
God, I walked into that one.
Yeah, you sure did.
Should have seen it coming, but I don't got two heads. So.
Sheesh.
Too much.
Just rolling
too
right
much.
Into it, huh? Yeah, man, I totally forgot that conjoined twins could be a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something you see
at all, yeah. Ever.
But yeah, when you sent me the picture, I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess this happened.
Right.
But also, you gotta think. You gotta think a little bit that dude's a little bit of a freak, right? That's gotta cross your mind where he's like, two, huh?
You know, my wife was like, he's a nasty bastard. And I was like, the game is the game.
See, I didn't think he was a nasty bastard. That didn't come to me. I just thought, you're a little freaky.
Yeah, a little bit.
Especially what she say. She was like, yeah, I go down on my husband and my sister's there. Yeah, where's she going?
She did say that.
Where's she going? She's not going to walk away.
Right. What do you think? She'd close her eyes while you do it? She can still hear it.
Right. Like, what? How does that work? Because she has to be like, I might as well participate.
Right. I'm here.
How many times are they doing it? I mean, it's got to be right. They're married.
How does that work? Do you think they turn sideways and just get under it? So, like, I get the balls, you get the tip.
That'd be crazy. That'd be fucking crazy.
I can already see all the two female listeners on the YouTube comments. Men are the bane of my existence.
Yeah, men with podcasts. That's going to be the best comment ever.
No, but I mean, y'all put this shit on the internet. Nobody asked you. Well, maybe people did. But
I mean, it looked like people were asking because she was like, here are your answered questions. Yeah, so people were asking.
But they didn't have to put this shit on the internet.
Nah,
like, it would have died out eventually. Yeah. Like, nobody's really that pressed to know about your life.
No, I mean, honestly, had I seen, I probably would be pretty pressed to know. I mean, I'm mad interested to see how this works. I got to ask all three of them questions.
And wow. Yeah. I doubt that they would be straightforward.
The question that you asked me, which is valid, is like, what if the other sister wants to be like, I want to find love too?
Yeah.
Like, how is that dating aspect? What if she wants to sleep with another guy? Like, or it's with a guy?
Yeah, it's a gangbang.
Like, that husband, if he's not going to be like, yo, I'm also in it, like, let's menage a trois this. I don't know if that's the...
Menage a trois. That's crazy.
He's going to have to, you know, be outside just fucking waiting for his turn to be done.
Yeah.
But the thing is he's going to want to gossip with his, right?
Yeah.
How was it? And she's going to be like, well, let's wait for that one to fall asleep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But if the other is asleep, then he's only getting half the action, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Does that count as a full body?
Yo, I was just thinking earlier, too. I'm like, what if the other sister gets with, like, the world's biggest penis at that point? Then my man got to come in behind an excavation team. Like... Like, or she's like too worn out. She's like, honey, not tonight. Brittany was really just getting in there. And
it's like,
just,
you would think that in the situation they were in, that they would have figured it out or had a conversation amongst themselves a while ago, that one for all for one type of situation.
Yeah, that would make the most
not sense. So much. You'll find yours, I'll find mine, then see what happens.
Right.
Because for her to be like, well, yes, I climax, but when I do, my sister tries to ignore it while she reads a book or listens to music or something.
True crime podcast. Get the fuck
out. Is that what she said?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Ain't no shot you orgasming and reading at the same time. Unless, well, you know, we never know.
50 Shades of Grey was pretty successful. You told me these bitches out here wasn't reading them lies. Like, ooh, yeah. Getting hot and bothered.
You're right. You're right.
Actually. Women love to read porn.
They do. They just love porn in general.
Yeah.
We have to bleep.
But they want
to
read it. They love reading it, bro.
Yeah, there's something about, I guess, the visualization part of it that's more enticing.
Because they can create it themselves in their head.
Yeah.
I it's guess.
Like a, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could marry a conjoined twin. Not just for like, you know, their condition or whatever, but like,
bro, it's
too much.
It's too much.
You gotta handle two different attitudes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You gotta meet two different expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still just getting like the benefit of one person.
Yeah. Well, if a girl has a sister, right, she already has her sister in her ear at all times. Yep. Amplify this times how many?
And she's in both of y'all ears.
Jesus.
That dick wasn't really that good.
I'm over here hitting it, right? Thinking like, you know, talking dirty to mine. The other one's like, you could do better. Only in the other ear.
Like, can you feel that? Is something wrong?
This wasn't, you remember Jack? Jack.
Yeah.
Jack was a good time. Like, she's just, Jack is an essential.
Yo, what does domestic violence look like in that situation?
What? What? What do you mean? I think it's all the same.
No, what if Brittany starts beating her husband? What is the other one supposed to do? Fight her sister?
How's that look?
They start punching each other with the one arm.
Oh, like this?
Yeah.
Does one control one and the other control the other? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
100%?
I'm 100% sure. They each have one leg, one arm.
I didn't know that's how that worked.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Right. And not to drag them, but I imagine like walking for them is like operating a crane. Like you got two different...
So they have to be on the same wavelength at all times. So you're telling me that they have to be on that level of synchronicity?
Bruh, they drive.
That's crazy.
The one sister who has the right leg operates the gas and a brake.
Are they constantly being like, I'll brake now? Or are you like, how does that work, bro?
No, the one sister, she operates the gas and the brake, so she doesn't have to ask.
Oh, okay. But yeah, yeah,
like,
okay, gotcha.
She's like, okay, bitch, we got to turn left. So get ready to pull your side of the wheel. Like, and then... I think she said she's in charge of the turn signal, which is, it's on the left side. Mm-hmm, so, it's kind of wild. But I wonder if that makes them kind of smarter than us also.
No, like it does.
You have to, like, anticipate an entirely different, well, not entirely different, slightly different beings, like, every thought and hope that you get it right. Because what if you want to step right and I want to step left?
They split up.
Oh, my God. Let's just go our separate ways. It's crazy. George, I thought this was going to be a wholesome episode. This is bad.
I didn't do anything.
This is bad.
No, but I don't know. That whole thing is crazy. But yeah, like I said during the skit, it's like you already have one girl, like arguing is a nightmare. Yeah. Now you're going to argue with two all that. It's a 2v1 nonstop.
You taking that L.
Gaslighting? Don't even try that.
Yeah, you taking that L.
The other one's going to be like, you see what he doing, right?
Right.
And then she's going to be like, fuck, you know, he is doing that. And I'm like, if you didn't have her in your ear all the time.
Can you imagine if they're just not talking to each other? Like, that's the most awkward fucking existence you could possibly have. Would you please tell Brittany that I don't want to talk to her? Like, bitch, you tell her. You with her all day.
She's right there. She's right there.
She's literally within earshot. No pun intended.
This is crazy. Nah. I don't know if we could. This is a lot. This is a lot going on. Listen, how did you stumble upon this?
My wife, of course.
But she did she say, hey, you got to bring this up on the pod? Or did she just
I said, hey, George, fuck whatever we were going to talk about. This has got
to I was at work and time. I didn't. It took me a second to even like really see the picture because I started reading the questions first. Mm. And I was like, what? I guess they're really close. And then I looked at the picture and I was like, yes, they are.
Yes. Really close is an understatement. Yeah. Holy shit. Man, there's a whole bunch of shit that comes up with these people. Like, if one of them dies, what the fuck happens to the other one?
If one's like, an alcoholic, is...
They're both alcoholics for sure. They share a digestive system.
Okay.
400% certain that they will both be. Like, God forbid, she'd be like, you know what, bitch, you talk too much. Now I'm going to get us addicted to crack. Like, you about to fuck everybody.
How would, like, pregnancy work? Who's the parent?
I don't think they can tell.
Yeah.
Because I think they share a reproductive system.
So if they get married, both of them to two, like, she got one, the other one has they're both married to two separate guys.
Yeah.
They can be like, who's the baby daddy? They get them like, we'll figure it out.
We're the baby daddy. Yeah. I don't know. That's a lot of work, bro. That's a lot of fucking work.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way that the other sister is going to be like, I want to go dating.
The wildest thing to me, in my opinion, is that you have an option at birth to split the kids.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
You know, when they're born, they're conjoined. Mm-hmm. You can surgically have them, separated.
Would one survive and the other one doesn't?
No, they would both survive.
They would both survive?
Yeah. And they'd each have one limb, not one limb. They would each have an arm and a leg split. Sorry. Yeah. Each kid would have one arm, one leg.
Yeah.
And then they just live the rest of their lives separately, but,
That's a tough decision. Yeah. Even in its own.
But I don't know. I would feel like if I was somebody in that situation, split me, motherfucker. Give me my own shot to do my own thing. Because they don't have the same brain. They don't have the same personality.
Yeah.
They're twins, but and they have to have separate driver's license, even though one of them can drive and the other can't.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Wild as fuck.
Wait, so what if... Huh?
Yeah. Only one of them can drive, technically, because she has the right leg. But they both have to have separate driver's license. And they both had to pass the...
If one commits a crime, do they both do the time?
That's a good question.
It's like, well, like, oh, the other one was like, no, she drugged me. Like, if she, like, chloroforms her sister and then goes and kills someone.
Bruh, I don't think she's getting anywhere with one leg. She got to drag a whole body.
Oh, yeah, I forget that.
Yeah. Ain't like she can hijack her leg, too.
Well, she put her to sleep and then used the right one to shoot someone. No, she murdered somebody. Like, is the other one going to jail?
Yo, what kind of fucking question is that?
I'm just trying to, bro, I'm really trying to figure it out.
Nah, that's wild. Can they swim is my thing.
Probably, if they can drive.
Yeah, but like swimming, I feel like maybe it's not that much harder than driving. Nah, because if one of them is like panicking, it's over. Mm. Like being underwater is a completely different thing than being on the road.
That's true.
Or fighting. Holy shit. They both got to know how to fight. Because if your sister getting talked shit to, you have to
stand on
this. But you going to let her just go into the fight 50%?
All right,
50%?
Hooks. All right, hooks.
Like, girl, you telegraphing the shit out them punches.
The other one's like, this is your fight.
Right.
I ain't doing shit.
Not the face. You gotta take pictures. Fuck.
So did you do any background check? Like, do you research these people?
I have a little bit.
Do they have like a YouTube channel or something? Do they have like a following, like social media presence? Is that what they do?
There's another set of...
Are they beefing?
There's Here's another set of conjoined twins that are kind of famous on TikTok.
Okay.
They actually have a bunch of shit.
Are they married as well or nah?
One has a boyfriend.
See? Gotta figure it out, man. How's that work?
They are very selfish, it seems like.
What do you mean?
Because this girl just seems like she has no problem having a boyfriend, and then the other one's like, I don't want anybody. But like, okay, if you did, could you?
Yeah. So it almost seems like one is dominant while the other one is just passive, is along for the ride.
Yeah. Unwillingly.
Okay. You don't shut the fuck up on videos that nothing to do with our bodies. We're going to do an FAQ because some of you don't shut the fuck up on videos that nothing to do with our bodies. So, FAQ.
Oh, so if one of us is tired, we both don't have to be tired because we have two separate brains. Yes, one of us can be awake and one of us can be asleep because, again, different brains. We are two separate people.
I don't know about the death thing. We're not fucking dead.
We share a bloodstream. So eventually sepsis will kick in. And obviously within hours or days, the other one will die. But we're not dead. So why always ask us that? Like, are we a doctor? The whole jail thing.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Never been through that process. So how would we know that? How would we have that kind of knowledge?
No, we cannot control each other's limbs or halves.
Yes, I can drive. I have the right foot, so I drive.
No, we cannot read each other's minds.
We share a reproductive system, and we both felt our fucking pain when we had endometriosis. So you do the math of your weird, inappropriate questions about sex.
You both know.
Like I said before, we share a bloodstream, so if we drink or hypothetically get high, we'll both feel it.
We have two different stomachs, so we feel full at two different rates.
IDs and ID cards. We're still two different people, so we have two separate IDs and ID numbers and SSNs and all that kind of stuff. Tests. We take two different tests. Again, we are still two separate people. No, my boyfriend isn't dating both of us.
I don't want anyone.
Oh, if I close That's my fucking eyes, depressing. I cannot see through her eyes. The amount of times that we've gotten that question.
That would be a crazy superpower. True.
Two separate hearts, two separate lungs, two different stomachs that connect into one digestive system, one reproductive system, and I also have a detached reproductive system, or uterus. I have a detached uterus. One kidney each, our own arms, one leg each. Took a long time with physical therapy to learn how to walk. No, she did not feel when I got my piercing. No, I did not feel when she got her piercing. Yes, we can feel where we're attached, but other than that, it starts losing feeling, like, the more that we go in our own directions. Can't have kids, don't want kids, my partner feels the same way. We mostly sleep on our front because lapidus scoliosis. Walk with more of a wobble or like unevenness because Lupita is about an inch to an inch and a half shorter than I am.
I think that was most of them.
We're gonna hear, oh, well, you're famous on TikTok because
okay, the rest of this shit is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Well, shout out to them for like...
They're good sports about this.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like they're like, all right, people, this isn't a common thing, so I understand why people want to, you know, ask these questions. Yeah. They do also seem fucking annoyed.
I mean, I would be too. Yeah. Everybody's like, hey, do people actually see you in the dark? Because I'm black. Like,
only when you smile.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, it does seem like, you know, they're like, fuck it. You know, like right. We, much to the point that you said earlier, we put it out on the internet. So people are going to ask questions.
Yeah.
So can't really be fucking annoyed when you're putting shit on the internet and people are reacting to it.
No.
So shout out to them for like engaging and not being like, oh, this is fucking weird.
And again, everybody has something about them that somebody can make fun of. Like,
oh, 100%.
The thing is like to just own who you are, mm-hmm. because otherwise it'll always be used as a tool against you.
Yeah. Eminem said it best, right?
What did he say?
I don't know. He had the movie 8 Mile where he was like, he started shitting on himself so that Clarence can't do it.
I am white. Yeah. I am a fucking bum.
Yeah, so he did it. And if Eminem can do it, so can you. So that movie as an inspiration.
Oh, that was good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I saw that movie. Boys in the Hood, no. Too dark.
Wow. Yeah, there's something about like classic black movies where it's like the older I get, I'm wondering why they're all just depressing as fuck.
Because it's reflective of real life.
It's just traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have it hard.
I feel like you're trying to be condescending, so I don't know if I'm
on. No, I really mean it. You guys have a tough life.
Yeah. Thanks.
So thank you, for making those movies and sharing that with us. And
you're very welcome.
Letting us know how hard you guys have
especially
it.
Especially Soul Plane. Soul Plane was like pinnacle black culture. Peak experience. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see Soul Plane.
I did see Soul Plane. Okay. Of course I saw it. It's a comedy movie.
Yeah.
Nothing to be taken serious about that. And Sofia Vergara? Mm-mm-mm.
Man.
Of course I saw that movie.
You love your Spanish women. I'm proud
what
of
do
you.
I?
Yeah. Won't speak Spanish, but you like Spanish women.
Depends on the lady. Como se dice. That's a joke. I'm a married man. It's like a disclaimer.
Oh, she's been watching lately, so hopefully she watches this one.
Yep.
I doubt she makes it to this end, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she watches like 10 minutes, comments a little bit, be like, let me fucking prove that I watched it. Keep it moving, keep it grooving.
Nah, but I think with this whole twin shit, it kind of highlights how much more acceptant of people we've become in society.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fucking back in when we were kids, you would have been clowned up and down the fucking internet for that shit. But now people are like, oh, this is kind of interesting.
Do you think that's as a result of, obviously, it's exposure, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're having the opportunity to see shit we otherwise would never, ever see.
Yeah.
Right? But then there's also the idea of you have to be accepting now, right? And if you're not, then
okay, like, you'll get canceled.
Cancel culture takes over and ruins your life and shit. So which one is more, like, what's... Are you being nice because you don't want to be canceled, or are you being nice because it's genuine niceness?
I don't know. I just feel like once people get their shit off, they're just like, oh, well, no. Thanks for taking it. It's, you know, we're gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, get over it. Yeah. I feel like there has to be some balance. You can't just completely, like, repress the bad shit or the bad things you want to say, because then it turns into something else, like full-on rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes, I suppose, like, the movie The Purge was kind of like,
Very much.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man, they just need to let us just act fucking crazy for 24 hours and then we'll all feel better. No, I think that's why they have, like, rage rooms and shit like that. You want to go break shit.
Have you ever been?
No, they scare the shit out of me when I'm on the other side of the door and I hear people in there bugging the fuck out. Yeah. Glass and hammers and shit going up. So I'm like, somebody's going to lose their fucking mind. There's literal cycles in the world and they're not going to follow the rules. I've seen people throw bowling balls in the bowling alley. So yeah, I'm good, actually. I'm good.
Yep. But I mean, I don't have anything else about the twins.
Nah.
No, I think we kind of, it was kind of just crazy to stumble upon. Shout out to your wife for sending it to you. Did she think it was going to be like, oh, he'll, like, what was her initial, like, thought process to sending it to you?
I think she was just as curious as we were. Being a woman, she's like, okay.
How does this work?
I would have to share dick.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, as jealous as women are, I don't know how they make that work. Shout out to y'all, because it takes a lot of willpower, I've heard. I don't know.
What?
Sharing dick.
Mm.
This motherfucker, man. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. Hopefully this won't be our last episode, since we chose to tackle something that's tipping the line a little bit.
Yeah, I think we really went down the middle with it.
I was going through that, but I was like, yeah, I got my shit off earlier, so I'll live with it. We'll catch y'all next week, man.
Give them more energy.
Nah. All right. They got what they got.